Okay, so it's gonna be an interesting topic. The topic of what is dreams? So one of my friends on my Xbox One, he it's very interesting. So apparently he had a dream. He had a grandma who was in the hospital dying. He had a dream one night of him staring at out of a door with his grandma beside him, walking up, pulling her shirt out of like a flower field. And then apparently she says, what? And then apparently she rests her hand on his shoulder. And he apparently she says something like, I can't remember, but it's like, darn. Why can't I remember this? It was like, jeez, It was like, I'm gonna be there someday or something like that. And whenever he woke up, he got woken up by his dad saying that grandma's dead. Apparently he said he knows. And when I'm listening to this, I'm like creeped out. I'm like, wait, what? After that, he keeps saying it and says his mom apparently went to her grandparents' thing and apparently saw her grandpa who was very ill. And then she was staying at her friend's house. And then she, because it was somewhere else. And apparently she fell asleep with her, and apparently she was. She went looked out a window of another field of flowers, and he did the same thing, but his on shore, so it said the same exact thing. And apparently, she broke out crying whenever she heard him say that. I'm thinking about this topic of it's the fact that I was saying before of what even is happening. Like, you just have that. You could, if you think about it, you. That could be a part of the brain that's just hidden. Like, it's a very weird thing. Apparently, we only unlock 10% of our brains. Imagine what would happen if we unlocked 100. See, it's the fact of memory that's the weirdest thing. Apparently, one night, my friend, I was playing with him in the game, and he has a broken hand right now. He's reading for it. Apparently, one day, my friend and his wife. We're out, coming back from vacation. Apparently, his wife at some time just said, pull red, throw up. And he was like, okay, and then he got didn't want to throw up, so he didn't, but was a very, shaky oozy, and when he got back, apparently, whenever they got home in the morning, he got a phone call saying that one of his best friends got ran over by a car. It was at the same time that they got sick. Well, they got a little bad. His wife that threw it up and all that. You have to think about this in a certain way. And the fact that what is that of our primitive brains that make us know that something like that is happening? I mean, if you think about it's weird. It's something that makes no sense. But the fact of it makes it's weird. I feel like there's some part of our brain that we just never explore. We're thinking of going to a different planet and all of that. Just give it a second and think about it. Imagine what we could do if our whole entire brain was unlocked and we could use all of that. Imagine if we could probably go a galaxy away from us and come back. If we just unlock a full brain, we don't know that, but we can assume that. Because we don't know what our brain does. If we only unlock 10%, imagine what we can do with the 90%. As my friend was saying, is that the fact of if we unlock the brain, we could probably undo telekinesis and stuff like that. It's so interesting, and that's only 10% that we know. Like, some of the smart people only have 10% of the brain unlocked. like, I can't bring up names because I forget some. Like, the two smartest people in the world were both only had 10% of the brain unlocked. Imagine they had 100. Imagine our technology these days. The stuff that we would have right now would probably be, like, the stuff that we had in, like, the 19, in, like, the 1500s. It would be super different than we would think about. Just, if anybody hears this, think about it. You know? What about the afterlife? Yeah, sure, you have heaven, hell. What if there's something different? What if it's a mix between everything? What if all the religions are right? What if all of them are wrong? We do not know. It's an interesting topic. Also, another thing is apparently, well, it's my story, is that, the fact of that, gotta think about this one. I can't think. I can't think. Alright. Apparently one time I was two, a tornado hit our house. It was horrible. And apparently I had my eyes closed. I was in our blanket in the tub. Right, and I could, I think my eyes were just closed. But I could hear him, in my dream I imagined him running up to the door, looking out of it. And then running back with my mom sitting right next to me. And I'm like, not even a year ago, because right now I'm 12 and I was like 3 at the time. I'm like, did this happen? They're like, yeah. I'm like, wait, what? And then I asked her, didn't you have a mirror with like lights around it? She said, yeah. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Also, we had a pool. And I had a dream about that because I really forgot about the house. We had like a green roof on and all. But, it was something about that. That I remember being in the pool on a raining day with my brother and my grandpa. The interesting thing is, that actually happened. My question is, what is the memory doing? Like, if my friend can remember that happening, and if I can remember this, what is the part of our brain that allows us to do it? If you just think about it. Like, there's something about our brain that we never explore. People are just saying, let's go explore another planet because of overpopulation. Yeah, sure, we should. But what if we explore the brain first? If all we have to do is unlock the rest of that brain, and imagine what we could just come up with. Infinite things that we never thought of before. See things in a new perspective. It's like, what I think is, you also have to think about senses. Like, the brain's one thing. We have to think about us. Like, for our eye, vision, hearing, smell, and taste, they're all equal. But for, like, let's say a dog, they have amazing hearing and sniffing, but they have horrible vision. I don't know about taste, I think that's normal. But, they have snakes. They are mainly smelling and touch. And then you have cats, which is vision and hearing, I think. You just have to think about that. Why were we the ones with everything equal and they were the ones with the advantages? It's something else. Something that we never realize. It's a concept that we just don't even think about. I'm sure this has probably already been thought over. But the fact of most people's brains working normal, having weird dreams. Dreams you normally never remember, except if they're important or something interesting about them. Like my friend's one. For me, I had a weird dream. I still remember till this day. I probably had the dream about 5 times. It was where I was hiding in the closet, and of course I got shot from a guy who walked by. What a surprise. But I had that dream over and over again. I'm wondering about it. Like, what if it's a part of us that memory is something else? Like, if we only unlock 10% of our brain, what if the other percentages are different things? Like, 10% is, like, better memory. Another 10% makes our smelling better. Like, what if our senses are equal because of the amount of percentage of our brain? Like, what if a certain percentage of our brain is working for certain things? Like, for us humans, like, our brains are, like, the 10% is equal between all four of smelling, hearing, taste, and smelling, hearing, taste, and vision. But for dogs, it's, like, more hearing and smelling than actual vision and tasting. Like, if the brain is just getting more that than this, if you ever hear this, think about it. It's something else. Well, thanks for listening to my podcast today. Name's Elijah White, and, well, just think about it.